Brian and Tricia, it is Thursday morning, and we haven't talked about it in a while, but it's still a thing. Operation Buzz Off Buzzards.
Yes. The birds, they're still there.
Yeah.
So we are
but
almost.
We did get a little hamstrung because everybody that was on the bird squad ended up getting COVID.
That's true.
So no one bothered the birds for like a week. So then
at
they were
least,
like,
yeah.
Well, I guess we can go back. Nobody's bothering us anymore.
So, yeah, the bird, the assignment, it's typically one person, maybe two, that will come up at the same time every day and shine the laser on the vultures that are on the tower next door to the radio station. And so the numbers were dwindling. Mm-hmm. So there were still... there's still been birds there consistently, just not nearly as many. So, we've been doing this since around December 13th, December 14th, maybe. I don't remember exactly which day. So, we've talked to the USDA wildlife officials and they've given us advice. And so we continue to use these green lasers. So if you drive by and you see green lasers pointing up at this tower, then you'll understand what's going on because it's an odd sight to see. So our owner, Bill Evans, texts this morning and asks, because usually we do a report in the morning, like, are the birds there in the morning? And so this morning he texts and I sent him a picture, and there's at least 50 birds, 50 of these vultures that are between 25 and 30 pounds a piece. So they're up there on the tower, maybe more than 50. And so I went out there and I was on bird duty this morning. And so I went out and just stood at the door of the radio station and just shined the laser over there. I got them rattled. I rattled them. You have to shine it on there. And then once one gets irritated, it flies off. And then it's kind of like a chain reaction. So I took another picture and sent it to Bill. There is one lone bird that I kept trying to get. The bird is facing the other direction. And so the bird never saw the laser. It must be in a deep REM sleep because it is the only bird that remains on the tower. It is still there while the other one swarmed off to another location. Don't know what that location is. Sorry for whoever you are that is in that location.
That's inheriting these birds.
Yes, but yeah, there's on this picture the one lone bird that when it wakes up, it's going to be like, wait, where'd everybody go? Why am I here by myself? But bird duty continues.
Well, you know, it is a funny thing to talk about, but it's a serious thing. And there's a health risk because they have their leavings that they leave behind. And, well, if you imagine a 25 to 30 pound bird, they leave a lot.
They do. Yeah. And when you have that many that are on there, think about, you know, the structure itself. And they're just a nuisance.
Well, the weight of all those birds added together, it's like hanging a small car off the tower.
Yes.
That's
luckily, they distribute themselves throughout the tower, so it's not all in one location. But, man, they are persistent.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you relocate a bird?
We're not allowed to harm them. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. I mean, if this doesn't work, we will continue with this. But if this doesn't work, then the wildlife officials have other ways of dealing with this. But we're going to continue with this and hoping that it will take care of the problem.
Operation Buzz Off Buzzards.
It continues.
Lasers. All sorts of fun.